This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Monday evening. We're inching closer and closer to college football. We got the AP poll out today. No real surprise that Georgia is number one. Let's head out to the waitforit.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our guy in the know. It's our buddy Chip Towers. Of course, he's the Georgia beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work. And, of course, you can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at CTowersAJC. Chip, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Oh, I'm always glad to join you, John, and yeah, looking forward to the season running up on us here. It's a couple more weeks, and we'll be talking real games, so I'm looking forward to that.
You know, no real surprise about Georgia being number one, both in the coaches' poll and AP poll. Were you a little bit surprised that Georgia wasn't unanimous in either poll? I mean, Michigan, Alabama, Ohio State, between the two polls, got some first-place votes. Were you a little bit surprised that just given Georgia's track record this last couple of years, that they weren't unanimous number one in both?
Well, no. I mean, you know, there are a few things more useless than a preseason poll, John, as you know. And, I went pretty deep in my report in the AJC just about, you know, sort of poll history. And it's just the second time Georgia's opened the season as number one and a consensus number one. But, you know, especially in the era of the playoff, it really doesn't mean anything. They're just opinions, and everybody has them. It is notable that Georgia remains number one by a goodly margin. You know, you're talking about in the AP poll in particular. I think Michigan got two first place votes. Ohio State got one, and Alabama didn't get any, which was a bit shocking. They did get some from the coaches, and, you know, count out Bama at your own peril. But, pretty easy to see what Georgia has going on under Kirby Smart. Between the returning talent, you know, 16 returning starters on offense, defense, and special teams, and then, Kirby Smart running the show, and then the schedule. Yeah, it's kind of an easy pick. I mean, I haven't looked closely at Vegas odds, but I would imagine Georgia is, has the shortest odds of all for doing that. Michigan and Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, LSU, you know, a lot of those other teams are also built for championships this year. And, Georgia's got to do it. And they're a young team. I think that's one of the sort of underplayed aspects of this team. They're young. You don't send 25 players to the NFL draft in back-to-back seasons without getting a little younger in the process, because a lot of those guys were underclassmen that went pro. And so there's always going to be a void. College football, I think, is why we love it. One of the reasons is the cyclical nature of it. Regardless of NIL and transfer portal, guys can't play more than 4 years anywhere. I shouldn't say that. More than 5 or 6 years at least, and the good ones don't play long. So, a lot of turnover. And you obviously got to change your quarterback, and that's always iffy whenever you do that. You think everybody's going to be around them and lift up Carson Beck or Brock Vandegrift, but you never can be sure until you get into the thick of it. We will be soon.
And Chip, I did think it was funny that Kirby pulled it right out of the Nick Saban playbook. That, well, you guys haven't won anything. That's the old Nick Saban line where he put that mantra out there. And it is kind of funny because, I mean, again, it is the Nick Saban mantra, but at the same time, I mean, look, this is the best program in the country. And, again, I guess this is this year's, they picked you to be 6-7, right, that we heard at the end of last year. I guess that's this year's mantra that, hey, you guys haven't won anything about this team.
Yeah, I mean, that's classic Nick Saban. Though he delivered it with some real passion this past weekend, I have yet to witness a first Georgia preseason camp scrimmage where, Coach Smart, praised the team on their readiness and, superior conditioning and great execution. It doesn't happen. I think part of that is real, and part of it is just planned. I mean, you're not going to be as good in your first scrimmage as you will be in your third. And it was 106 degrees on the field at Sanford Stadium. That was a survival of the fittest day this past weekend. The humidity was off the charts. So a lot of drop balls, some of your guys sucking wind. Again, you have a lot of young guys. So the seniors, which were few and far between, that were staying out there for any notable period of time, because you know what they can do. They were like the only ones that were able to really sustain. The other guys are wilting in the August heat, and that's understandable. Better never rest, though. That's this year's. Kirby always comes up with an adage, with a phrase, and better never rest is this year's an homage to the All Blacks New Zealand rugby team, the most successful professional franchise in history. He's leaning on their lessons and trying to translate them and explain them to a bunch of 18 to 22-year-olds. And so we'll see if that resonates. We won't know for a couple of months, but once we get well into the season, we'll have an idea of what the character of this team truly is.
Chip Towers covering the Georgia Bulldogs for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining me on the WadeFord.com hotline. So, two things about the running backs. Obviously, Kendall Milton is hurt right now and out, and I guess battling a hamstring injury. So a couple things. One is, what do you think the prognosis is? Do you think he's going to be ready for the regular season? And two is, if Milton is out for any extended period of time, how good is the Georgia running back room at this point?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think that's highly up for debate because, Kenny McIntosh did so much for Georgia last year, and it wasn't just catching the ball out of the backfield. I don't think he probably gets enough credit as a senior last year for really that entire RPO concept that, Georgia was running under Munkin and Stetson Bennett with great effect. And it's very much a react on the fly type of concept. And, McIntosh would line up, and you didn't know if he was going to be a receiver, a blocker, or running with the football, or none of the above. I mean, you just didn't know a lot of times going to the line of scrimmage. Georgia's doing a lot of the same stuff this year under Bobo. And, Dejon Edwards, I think they could carry the football fine, but will they? I think, is the big question, because Tajon Edwards, if you look, he had 140 carries last year. That's just 10 less than McIntosh. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have nearly the number of catches out of the backfield, or probably more importantly, reps in those kind of critical third down situations that Georgia was highly efficient at. Highly efficient. So will Carson Beck or Brock Vandegrift, I guess, but Carson Beck is who I expect, and Tajon Edwards and Kendall Milton, are those guys going to be able to work with the same type of efficiency? That's a little bit of a stretch, especially when you're not out there in practice, such as the case with Milton. I mean, the guy stayed hurt. That's the book on him. It's a contract year, if you will. So I know he wants to play. He wants to play bad. He's just one, and he's doing all kinds of, you know, hamstrings have been a chronic issue for him throughout his career, and it's something that he worked very hard to prevent, but he's been unable to prevent it. So, I don't know how effective Georgia's running backs are going to be, their backfield at large. Cash Jones has certainly been a buzz. That said, I love Georgia's receiver core. They obviously have Brock Bowers. I mean, I frankly expect Georgia to throw the ball around a lot. And that's just not strictly because of Carson Beck's makeup, but more about just the strength of the team. I mean, whether it's Mike Bobo or Todd Monken or really Jim Chaney, I mean, for the most part, you're going to find where your strength is and gravitate to it strategically. And for Georgia, that's throwing and catching the football, I think. And that's what I expect to see when we get in the season. But they'll have a serviceable running game. Branson Robinson is getting healthy. Kendall Milton, I think, will be healthy at some point. Tajon Edwards is better than most, and they got some young guys that are really happy. Actually, at the scrimmage Saturday, Andrew Paul, coming off the ACL, had some of the most dynamic plays out of the backfield. So, they'll come up with something. It just might not be what we're used to in the school that's produced Nick Chubb, DeAndre Swift, Todd Gurley, Sony Michel, and that club.
So, I'm glad you brought all of that up because, I am curious. I saw an ESPN article that talked about Carson Beck is the third. They have him as the third most important figure in the college football playoff picture, right? And I can understand why, again, changing quarterbacks after Stetson Bennett's won back-to-back titles. But is this, they say necessity is the mother of invention. Is this sort of the evolution change for Georgia that, hey, they've got so many wide receivers, they've obviously got maybe the best pass catcher in America in Brock Bowers, that this is that change in evolution for Georgia? I mean, again, we talk about Nick Saban in Alabama. When Lane Kiffin got there, it became another level of offense, and, they never looked back, from some of those days. But is this sort of that change for Georgia that, look, they're going to be a throw-it-around type of team? And, again, with bringing in a new offensive coordinator, Mike Bobo, is this kind of their evolution of change in offense?
Yeah, it very well could be. And, it's kind of been going on in college football everywhere anyway. Mm-hmm. It's just I still think there's something to be said for controlling the football and power game and overpowering your team into your opponent into submission. And I think Georgia is still capable of doing some of that. They've got some huge guys on the offensive line and backs who can definitely carry the rock. But, the rules have long favored this type of game. Quick pace, long pass, if you don't complete it, then you might get a interference call and everything we've seen the last several years. So, I definitely think it's going to manifest itself this year as it did to some degree last year. I mean, Georgia hadn't produced a 1,000-yard rusher since DeAndre Swift, I guess, in 2019. I'm not looking at the stats, but I think that's right. And obviously 2020 was a truncated season, but you're just not turning and burning just nearly as much as you were. And now Georgia, the one thing about it, I mean, they have some speed. they have some speed and they have some skill. And you add Ra-Ra Thomas and Dominic Lovett to an already proven group that includes Marcus Rosemee, Jack Saint, who nobody talks about, you know, Ladd McConkey, Brock Bowers. There's no matchup for him anywhere. I mean, you're just going to go to your strength. And they got plays that we saw them last year. And Bobo's going to have some new wrinkles, too. He's done this. You didn't ask me about this, but, you know, the Bobo thing is interesting. Some of the narrative out there is that he's an old-school run-first coach, and that hadn't been the case for him for years. He did have Todd Gurley, Sony Michel, and Nick Chubb all at once, and, you know, I think you'd be stupid if you didn't give the ball to them pretty often. But, I mean, he was throwing the ball all over the place there and at Colorado State and, you know, at his other stops, South Carolina and Auburn, the last three of which he didn't have anything resembling the talent that he gets to play with in Athens right now. He's never had that talent when he was here before. He had talent now, but it's just a different level when it comes to the offensive line and all the other pieces that are around. So I expect Mike Bobo is going to have a good time with this, and there's no telling what you might see.
Chip Towers covers all things UGA for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Check out all of his great work at AJC.com. And he joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. He's at CTowersAJC on his Twitter page. Chip, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show, and we will certainly chat again all through the season as we're just a few weeks away from getting cranked up and going.
Okay. Take care, John.
You got it. John Chuck, we'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,